You are in the House Finance Room in 519. This is the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee. Madam, Mr. Clerk, can I have a roll call?
Representative Osterman. Representative Herron. Representative Olson.
Here.
Representative Josephson.
Here.
Representative Stoltz. Representative Kawasaki. Vice Chair Hawker.
Here.
Senator Meyer. Senator Bishop.
Here.
Senator Giesel.
Here.
Senator Olson.
Here.
Senator Dunleavy.
Here.
Chair Fairclough.
Here. With that, we have a quorum to do business. Has everyone had a chance to review the agenda? And we'll proceed forward. Representative Hawker?
Madam Chair, I move that the minutes from our LBNA meeting of January 29, 2013 be approved as presented.
Are there any comments on the meeting minutes? Seeing and hearing none, the meeting minutes are approved. The next item before us is a move into executive session. Representative Hawker.
Madam Chair, I move the committee under Uniform Rule 22 go into executive session for the purposes of discussing confidential audit reports under AS 24.20.301. I request that our legislative auditor and her staff, as well as committee aide and counsel, remain in the room.
Is there any objections? Seeing and hearing none, hearing no objections, I'll ask that the room, the internet stream, and the teleconference be cleared for the executive session. With that, we'll take a brief at ease. Just before 8:45, I can't tell right where that second hand is swinging. This is the LBNA committee meeting. Representative Hawker.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that the preliminary State of Alaska statewide single audit for the fiscal year ended June 30, 2012 be released to the agencies for comment.
Are there any objections? Seeing and hearing none, that motion is approved. Just for the record, everyone who was listed previously on the roll call is still in their seats and in attendance, and we do have a quorum to conduct business. Ms. Curtis, can you proceed on to item B under audits for our agenda?
For the record, my name is Chris Curtis. I'm legislative auditor representing the Division of Legislative Audit. I just want to brief the committee. We were unable to bring the Kubota report to the committee for release preliminary today. Although we had anticipated completing our field work by today, we were unable to complete the process, and we anticipate it bringing the report to the committee in the near future.
Thank you. Are there questions from committee members? Seeing none, Ms. Curtis, next on the agenda, could you provide us recommendations relating to the Alaska statewide system for employees' time audit?
Today I wanted to brief committee members on the status of an audit that we had started 2 years ago on the Alaska statewide system for employee time, which is referred to as ACID. That is a system procured by the Department of Administration to replace their time and attendance system. The audit was not a performance audit at the request of the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee. It was an audit initiated by the legislative auditor to support the opinion on the financial statements. We did go and print out a status of the project that we included in the meeting packet, and as you can see from that printout from the Department of Administration's website, the project has been canceled. It was canceled last July 2012. The LBNA committee formal policies and procedures do have a procedure for terminating an audit, but those procedures refer to a special request audit, and since this is not a special request audit, we do not have to follow those procedures and no action is required by the committee members. However, I did go on record in previous meetings going through the status of ongoing audits, and I described that we had an ongoing audit on assets, and I wanted to be sure to go on the record to explain that we were terminating that audit because the project has been canceled.
Other questions from committee members? Seeing none, thank you, Chris. Next on the agenda, am in receipt of a letter from Senator French. Senator French, will you join us at the microphone? Requesting an audit, and Senator French, if you'd like to address your concerns with the committee.
Good morning, Madam Chair, and thank you for this few minutes to just put my request before the committee. What you have is a letter from me to you asking that a audit be conducted of the state auditing function, specifically over our tax returns. As you know, we switched over to a profits-based tax system back in 2006 and modified that again in 2007. And even as we made that switch, we were aware that we were entering into a new and difficult era of auditing company tax returns. We asked for additional resources at the time. DNR did, DOR did, and I think the legislature stepped up and tried to help with auditors out of range, for example, more experienced auditors. And yet, even with those extra assets, we have been bedeviled, if you will, by difficulties, I think, in maintaining senior auditors since that time. And indeed, the statewide audit that you just released for this year has, in past years, pointed out significant deficiencies in our auditing function. I met earlier this year with Ms. Curtis and asked her to sort of look over my ideas about auditing the auditors to see what's happening there. She was very helpful in sort of streamlining my sort of broad request into specific verifiable, sort of measurable items that you find listed in the letter that you have before you. And so that's basically the idea, is just to have our audit department that we have so much confidence in take a look at theirs, see if we can offer some suggestions for streamlining the process, making sure we're up to speed, finding out why it is still taking so long. We're entering now year six of the advent of the new system, and it's troubling, I think, to me and to others that we're not really on top of the on top of those audits. So that's the basic request. Thank you, ma'am.
Senator French, did you ask the department directly these questions to get a response from them?
No. The short answer is no.
Are there questions from committee members?
If I might, Madam Chair.
Representative Hawker.
Thank you, ma'am. You know, this is an issue that this committee has addressed several times over the 10 years I've sat on it. We've looked at, you know, the only document that is currently public is or all of the statewide single audits up through FY11. This issue of audit resources has been noted. The legislature's made, as Senator French has said, has made some efforts to address and remediate those issues. And I'll be honest, I personally don't have, I know Senator French's comment here, it's his understanding the division is just now completing the audits for the 2007 tax year. I'll be honest, I'm a little unsure of that, but I would very much like to have, in the context of approving this, I'd sure like to be able to have a preliminary conversation with the agency and really get a little bit of their feedback and response so I have a bit of a better sense to put the request into context.
Any other questions or comments from committee members?
Just one, Madam Chair.
Representative Josephson.
Senator French, your service here with the legislature predates both ACES and PPT, does it not?
Through the chair, Representative Josephson, it does.
Okay. Do you have any recollection personally about the backlog at audit under the old severance production tax system?
Through the chair, Representative Josephson, no, I don't have any good information about how long it took the ELF returns to be audited.
Thank you, Representative.
I would volunteer just to Representative Hawker's question. I have an email here from the Department of Revenue about the sort of it deals with which audits have been completed. We asked them earlier this year, so I guess my I would go back and amend my answer about DOR, because we did check with them about the level of completion. If I can just read from this email, it's from Matt Fonder. He identifies himself as the director of the tax division. He says the department has completed certain audits covering the 2007 tax year, first filed in March of 2008, and is in the process of finalizing the remainder of the 2007 audits. He points out that the complexity of auditing that year was increased because it was half a year of PPT, half a year of ACES. And so that's the information that we have from them about which audits have been completed.
Thank you, Senator French. If I could ask our auditor to come to the table. Chris, I know, Ms. Curtis, I know that we have a timeline of audits in the queue and a process that we're doing. Can you give the committee an idea of where this would be placed? We don't advance things in front of. We try to take things that are in the queue and move down. So can you give me a timeline on if the committee were to accept the audit, how we would move forward as far as timing goes?
Senator Fairclough, we have one audit in the queue on APOC that was approved last meeting.
Meeting before last.
I would believe that I would try to schedule this at the same time we were doing our statewide single audit. We go in there every year in support of our single audit, and it would be most efficient to do it at the same time, so that would be this summer. However, as I was listening to Senator French talk, we don't want to go in until they've done a substantial amount of audit. If they're in the process of completing, it's a moving target, and we can't necessarily make conclusions about the, for instance, assessments if it's not complete. We might want to wait until the batch is done, but when they say they're in the process of completing, that could be a year or two as well. So there's pros to going in before they're completed, and there's pros to waiting until after they're completed. We might want to do some inquiry to find out. So that might impact when I schedule the audit.
I just was trying, Ms. Curtis, I was trying to get, because I'm new as the chairman, and so I'm looking at the Kubota audit, and I know how long it took to get to where we're at today. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at the Almar audit that is still in the queue and getting to us today. So I think that Senator French, and I believe the committee believes that Senator French is reflecting what we've seen in past audits as a recommendation coming out of your office, that that we need to actually apply some pressure. So what are we looking at, a year out for a resolution? Certainly not this legislative session.
Senator Fairclough, that is correct. We would start it in the summer. My thinking was that we would start it in the summer, and we would have it available during next session.
Thank you. Are there questions from committee members? Representative Josephson?
Well, no. I mean, when discussion's over, I would like to make a motion. But I don't have any questions.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator French. So what I would like to do as the chairman is either, well, I think I should do it both, but I have the Department of Revenue's budget. So I am happy to raise the past audit recommendations from 2011 to go through on the record there. I would like to bring before the committee the Department of Revenue to actually give us an update on the questions that are raised, so that they at least have an opportunity to respond directly before we invest time. But I'm happy to take considerations from the committee if they believe that something is more desirable and immediate. We will not see a result from this request until next legislative session, whether we make that recommendation today or whether we make it in 30 days at our next meeting. So with the support of the committee, I would bring the department before us, and we would make a decision on moving forward as far as placing the audit in time that we could reach either decision point moving forward in conjunction with this year's audit during the summer, or if it should be timed, we can work with Senator French on the timing. If I could have any feedback from committee members on that recommendation to you.
Madam Chair.
Representative Hawker.
Thank you. I would very much appreciate that opportunity before we go forward and approve this. As we know, it does not compromise, as we heard from the state auditor, the accomplishment of this particular task.
Thank you, Representative Hawker. Representative Josephson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I agree with Representative Hawker. Assuming that we are coming back, and we'll have an opportunity to do it after we get a response from the department.
Thank you, Representative Josephson. We have released a preliminary report, so we'll be meeting in 30 days. We'll send out two different dates, I believe, or as a recommendation to hold on your calendars to place that, so that we can get this released. And if I have the support of the body, I will bring in the Department of Revenue and the Division of Tax to make sure that they can at least give us some feedback on this, and then we'll make a decision at our next meeting whether we move forward with an audit under these circumstances.
Thank you.
Any other comments from committee members? Thank you, Senator French. And please let me know if we're meeting your expectations on moving through. Okay. Thank you very much. Is there anything else to come before the committee today? Seeing none, this meeting's adjourned.
Thank you, ma'am.